Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 17 June 2020. Welcome to tonight's program. We're going to bring up a guest in a few minutes. Before we get to our guest, make mention of a couple of things here. Of course, tomorrow being Thursday, we'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern to take your phone calls. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me or speak to me about anything personally, about any matter. I don't care what it is. It's basically spiritual matter. That's what I'm here for. I'll do what I can to help. I promise. If you want to place an order tomorrow or make a donation, whatever, you can do that also tomorrow. Or we're here tomorrow. That's what I'm saying. Crystal will be here. I'll be here. We'll take care of whatever we can to help you tomorrow all day long from 9 to 4. You can call us toll free. If you don't have long distance, you can call us at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you do have long distance, you can save us a few dollars if you'll call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. You can call it tomorrow, and I said anytime between 9 and 4. We'd love to talk to you, and I do mean that. We enjoy the phone calls. We really do. And don't forget, if you call tomorrow, and you want our catalog coming out here for 2020, middle of the year. I know it's right middle of the year, I realize that. But we just got it all finalized, and it'll be out, should be here in a few days. If you want to send donation, pay postage, that's fine. If you don't worry about it. But if you place an order, we'll send you one in the orders when they come in also. But our catalog is available, should be here, like I said, hopefully by Monday or Tuesday and next week. I just hope you look forward to that and hope you want one. We'll be glad to send you one. And, of course, don't forget, we'll be here tomorrow, like I said, to talk about anything you want to talk about. We still have all the products, all we offer here. The REM Sleep, that's a fantastic product. The Tranquil, all the Strauss Heart Drop, all the Strauss products we have here. Still have Backyard Medicine books available. We still have the book on the Grand Design Exposed. And, folks, I would hope that you would take my word on this. For $12.95, you're going to get a book that will help you understand how this nation was planned to come together by people a long time before you and I were thought of, back when this nation was first formed. I mean, you read facts, for example, that the piece of property that Washington, D.C. is now built on was called Rome. And it certainly looks like Rome today. It does. Check it out. And the guy that owned the property was named Pope. I know that's just coincidence. Okay, all right, whatever you want to believe. But that book, Grand Design Exposed, will tell you about things that's coming together right now in our lifetime very quickly. Folks, we are seeing prophecy being fulfilled so quickly. Revelation 6, in my mind, is coming together and being put together at a rapid pace. Matter of fact, next Tuesday night, we're going to have Stan Johnson on. The man knew Dimitri Duman personally. He's going to share the prophecies of Dmitry Duman. And we're going to look at what's happening in America today to prove that Dmitry Duman was not a false prophet. His prophecy is being fulfilled right now in this country we call America. He prophesied to America to repent, and she didn't. He said what would happen. America has not repented. America has not repented. And we're going to see so many things happen. I do believe before the end of the year we'll see things happen that's just going to blow your mind. But we'll be here more, like I said, to talk to you in the office tomorrow. And if you want a catalog, you call tomorrow, give your name and address. We'll send catalogs soon to come in. That's what we want to do. We want to do our best to make it convenient for you if you want to order something from us. And thank you for your donations. Thank you. Some people now send them through Donor Box online. Donor Box is, well, thank you. Thank you, whether you write to us and send them or online, whatever. Thank you so much for being there for us. Folks like you are what keeps this program on the air. Believe me, as I wrote one supporter today, I said, this is a team effort. I'm just a mouthpiece. I'm just a servant as you are. But it's a team effort. We work together to make this thing come together. And folks, next Wednesday I'm going to do, as far as I know right now, I'm going to do a teaching. It's going to be controversial, to say the least. We're going to look a little bit about the history of America that they're trying to destroy right now. That they are literally trying to destroy the Christian foundation of our country. No, they're not trying to destroy it. They are destroying it. The Bible asks a question, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We're going to share some history of this country next Wednesday night. I'm going to get into some, and probably won't even take any phone calls because I have so much I want to say. We're going to get into the war between the states and that Noah was not fought over slavery. No, it was not fought over slavery, and Lincoln freed no slaves. Lincoln did not like black people. We'll discuss that next Wednesday night if you want to hear it. If you don't listen. But I'm going to share with you the story of some truth on this. We are seeing America taken down piece by piece, disassembled, literally disassembled before our very eyes. Folks, history and heritage, whether you agree with it or not, is still history and heritage. To deny history and deny history is impossible. You can't change history more than you change from being a male to female. You can dress like a woman, look like a woman, talk like a woman, or vice versa, but you're still male or female. You'll never be able to change that. You can't do that. It's impossible. But anyway, before we get started and get in this too far going and start preaching or something, we're going to go to our guest tonight. Our guest tonight is a man I've only known now for 3 or 4 months. It seems like I've known him for years. His name is Wayne Elliott. And, of course, he is a spokesman for Strauss Products. Why is he? Because the products literally saved this man's life. Literally. We're going to discuss that in a little bit, but I want to talk about some other issues with Wayne also. Wayne is a Canadian. And you'd be surprised, folks, the problems seen up there, too, resemble a lot of our problems down here in the States. And Wayne Elliott, are you there?
Yes. Good evening, Pastor Butch.
It is good to have you, sir. I truly mean that. It's an honor to have you and have you with us tonight to share your thoughts with us. You know, I try to make this program as informative as I possibly can. I do keep it in line to Scripture as much as I understand Scripture. I'm not afraid to tell it like it is. If I offend somebody, I'm sorry. I don't preach the Bible and tell the truth to offend anybody. But Christ didn't either. Unfortunately, he offended enough people that finally crucified him. And he told us if we stand for him, they're going to hate us also. So we should be surprised about this. But this program is meant to encourage people with the truth, Wayne, and let them see that we're just people too. You and I are just men. We're not anything but regular men. But we see things from our viewpoint. We see things, hopefully, from a scriptural viewpoint. We also see things from just plain old common sense sometimes, don't we?
No, absolutely, Pastor Butch. There's no question. I wrote a paper a few weeks back that the world is upside down. And according to most everything I was taught by wiser people than me, grandparents and other elders, the world is on its head. They can even make 2 + 2 = 5 and a quarter now. And I don't care how many computers you run it through or high-tech equipment, it's 4. I know it is. And, you know, it's so distressing to see what's going on today and in the world. Jobs exported to China, you know, they're sucking the world dry of raw materials, and we've exported so many of our jobs over there, America and Canada has. And now we're beholden to them, and they feel so arrogant and secure in their position as dominating the world's economy that they made punitive punishment measures against Australia, who was one of five countries along with America, Spain, Great Britain, and Germany, who demanded an investigation on this Wuhan business. And so they took, I don't know this, but might be the smallest economy of the group, and they put an 80% tariff, pardon me, on their beef and barley from Australia. And that crippled those industries in Australia, and they said it was a punitive measure. That's punishment, Pastor Butch.
So yes, it is.
These people have come a long way from being a closed society and the most starving people on earth and all the rest of it. They've come a long way since we gave them our jobs, and all for the sake of buying goods cheaper. Now, I get that, but I don't think it was the wise move. And what we do have to do is make North America great again. This is where all this technology started, and we had these factories, and you guys did a better job in America of keeping more of yours American. And in Canada, we didn't do as good a job, frankly. Craig's next thing will be renters in our own country. We don't have a steel mill owned by Canadians, for example. Ford announced that they may have to close the Ford Oakville, Ontario plant, which has been a backbone with 5,000 or 6,000 jobs since I was a kid. 60 years ago, Ford's been there. So we just keep losing jobs. And I'll tell you, not everyone can work at a donut and coffee drive-through. And even if you could and you wanted to go there, it still takes a couple of bucks to go there. So you got to have a job. So it's, we've really gone backwards. And, it's the truth is something, Pastor Butch, that, by God, there's some people offended by it today. And politicians amongst them, they seem to be allergic to the truth sometimes. But, that's why you mentioned you and I, it seems like we've known each other so long and we hit it off so well. I learned very quickly that you are all about the truth. You're 100% straightforward. When it came to products and those discussions, you were very serious that you wanted only the best. And I like to think I'm the same way. And it's just the best way to be. To be otherwise is Russian roulette. Really, there's a day of reckoning coming.
It surely is.
And the rewards of helping somebody, of course, are the greatest rewards a man can have or a woman. And but you can't do that if you're cheating them. So, we're on the same wavelength there, Pastor Butch, and I it's always my pleasure to be with you.
Well, you said a mouthful there, and you mentioned about, to make North America great again, and I would love to see it happen. But, Wayne, I can tell you this, and you already know this, without repentance, both nations are finished. We have come. We've turned so far from the one who created us, the one who gave us what America was founded exclusively, folks. And I can prove this. I would not say if I can prove it. I can show you documents written in by the states and by the cities in New Haven, Connecticut, for example, and other places. They were founded strictly on the Word of God, and they had no legislature to pass laws, but their legislature meant to make sure that the Word of God was being obeyed. And no, it wasn't a tyranny. Not at all. You could be a non-Christian, anybody you want to be, but you obeyed the laws according to the moral laws of the Word of God. That's the way it was. And our country was founded that way. We turned our back on God Almighty. And folks, a nation that forgets God is turned into hell. Quote that 100 times at least. And that's what we're seeing happen. Without repentance, America or Canada or any other nation cannot be saved. It's impossible. Wayne, we did export our businesses for a cheaper product, but that was also part of the plan to undermine the economy of our nations. That was part of the plan to make us a third world nation, to get us in line with the rest of the world. The people that want this new world order don't want nations to prosper beyond what they can control. And now we see men like Bill Gates and others, many others, who say, well, we have to cut the population. We have to cut it way back, at least to no more than, like 50 million or something on the whole earth. This is what you're talking about. And the people in this country as a whole seem to be blinded to this. They know there's something wrong, Wayne. People can see and sense there's something desperately wrong, but they don't have the spiritual insight to see where it's coming from. Nor a lot of them don't have the ability to not take it back. They don't have the desire to stand up against it. That's what really is making it work. They won't stand against it. If we're not here to do battle against evil, then we're not here to do anything at all.
That's right. That's right. And I think, you know, I thought to myself over all these nights of all these days and nights of all these protests, there were a few in Canada. There was even some violence at the one in Montreal. But watching this, and it's a shame, these gangs and these intentional evildoers are traveling from out of state and raising Cain and doing a lot of the violence. But I think...
And getting paid for it, by the way. They're getting paid for it.
Yeah, exactly. These Antifa groups. You imagine they challenge the biggest outlaw motorcycle groups to a war. My God, I mean... These guys must be crazy, but I think the peaceful protesters, they're not just there, Pastor Butch, I don't believe, for George Floyd. It's we've all heard of the straw that broke the camel's back, and I think that was just the straw that broke the camel's back, that the people just couldn't take anymore some of the things going on. Now, it's unfortunate the politicians turned this into police brutality and police racism, which there'll always be, but there will always be in every profession, teachers, business people, there'll always be some bad apples in every barrel. And, I think maybe there's a lot of Americans that were showing their discontent with many things this past couple of weeks, Pastor Butch. And, you know, but confused, I agree with you. This, I think some of what's gone on is I swear to you, it's criminal, really, because you're playing with people's health, and you're playing with their life, and you're playing with their livelihood and their futures, and all of this debt is playing with future generations' life and well-being. And by God, I'll tell you, the things aren't adding up. Let's put it that way. They're just not adding up, I sure hope, I'll tell you, my hopes is with America, because if you guys can't rise above this, and we've always been the best of friends, America and Canada, the two best friends of any two nations in the world's history, but you guys are the dog, we're the tail, you know, there's only 10% of us, as many as you, and, you know, as America goes, Canada goes, really, and so, you know, I'm saying my prayers. You know, we don't even have really a defense department that could do too much. You know, you guys have the biggest in the world, and you know, you've defended the free world. But I'm hoping that a lot of these protests and things, Pastor Butch, are people that have just had enough, and they aren't going to stand for some of these things any longer. Things like a mandatory vaccine. You know, mandatory.
Yeah,
that's a bad word. Mandatory is.
It is, especially knowing that, and folks, you can check us out on our website. It's up under PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. Look under health news or government cover-ups. They're coming out with these vaccines. The military is going to bring them out. They got a grant by which to do this, and they're going to be chipped. Now, you read that for yourself. It's all on there. I'm not making it up. I will never make this up. And also check out while you're on there, under government cover-ups about the George Floyd incident. There's a lot of things there that don't add up also. Lots of things don't add up on that. So, do I think it happened? I know it happened. Whether it's real or not, I don't know about that. There can be doubt there. But you have to understand, Wayne, that our enemy wants to cause confusion. Talk about Satan, of course. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He loves confusion. And he has minions on this earth who obey him, who follow him, and that's an understatement. They have many people that serve Satan much more faithfully than a lot of Christians serve God Almighty, and they're out for their Father's kingdom to bring about His will on this earth, and they're doing it. They come to kill, steal, and destroy, and they're doing that very well. It started morally. With our society losing its moral compass, lost the laws of God in their hearts. Now that's went into physical aspects of it. Now it's going into financial aspects of it. The world is now going to be crying out for a world leader. And believe me, I think the man is almost ready to come forth. We call the Antichrist. I'm not setting dates. I don't know when. But the world's going to want someone to bring peace to this mess. And he's coming. He's called the Antichrist. And I know it's for real. I can tell you it's going to happen. Whenever they start putting chips in syringes to give you vaccinations, I think that's cause for concern. What do you think, Wayne?
Well, not only that, but I think control, and which always leads to money when you have control, and the worship of money is not a good thing. I've never believed it was, and can come to no good. They say it's the root of all evil, I've made comments in the past, and of course I'm exaggerating, but at what point do we people start eating their own young? We love them so much, but we aren't doing a very good job, in my opinion, of securing their futures with any kind of chances.
The ones that we allowed to live, we murdered in our country close to 100 men. They say 60 was close to 100 men. The ones who allowed to live, and that they put murdered baby parts in all the vaccinations. Just about every one of them now have baby cells in them. So we are eating their babies, literally being injected into her veins. Seminex,
a product of there's just so much madness going on. These are the same people, many of them, some of the richest people that you hear their names on the news, some of the world's biggest billionaires. They're invested in things like cloned animals, laboratory manufactured animals for our food. Now, when that first was talked about 20-odd years ago, I was riding in the car with Jim Strauss from Toronto from the National Health Show, and I didn't know that he'd heard the news report, and it ended by saying Canada had several applications before it to provide cloned animals for our food. And I didn't think Jim heard it. And I said, Jim, do you hear that? And he didn't answer me. And I said, Jim, were you listening? Did you hear that news report? And he yelled out, they will make monsters. And, some of these wealthiest people in the world, they're into laboratory animals to make them for our food. Now, Pastor Butch, I'll tell you something. And this is one of my grandmas, who I love so dearly from I was a young child, pounded into my head, if it's natural, it's good. And if it's not natural, it's not good, and it doesn't matter what you're talking about.
You're right.
Yeah, that's how we were raised, and this stuff is not natural, just like so many of our foods today. And it is all about control. These foods don't have the enzymes in them, the genetically modified. They're missing enzyme. You can't duplicate nature, Pastor Butch. It's impossible. There's no two pine trees alike or two giraffes or cherry trees, there's not even two snowflakes alike. So you cannot duplicate nature, and that's where strength comes from, is that biodiversity. And now we don't have it in our food. So, there's never been a time, truthfully, when you talk about mental and physical health, our food chain is a disgrace, really. And on top of it all, for the most part, what you're getting at the supermarket, there's insecticides, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides sprayed on it, chemical fertilizers a lot, and we're eating this on top of the fact that they're genetically modified, so many of the foods. So there's never been a time we need to supplement like today, and there's never been a time where we need to be concerned for ourselves and our immune system and our well-being more than today, and that's mental and physical. And Pastor
Absolutely.
Butch, that's what I've loved about the Strauss Company and why I've always stayed involved with them and always, tell the truth about them. They saved my life and my dad's and many others, of course, but in my experience. But they have come up with formulas the family has that are just crucial for good health. The Heart Drops, of course, the flagship product. Anybody with diabetes, cholesterol, heart attack, angina, bluish gray lips or skin, cold hands and feet. Pardon me, it seems to be circulation's your problem, and there's nothing in the world like Strauss Heart Drops. The CardioCom for irregular heartbeat and damaged heart cells is just a great refit for your heart. It fixed my arrhythmia over 20 years ago, Pastor Butch. Fixed my best friend's as well, Joe. He had some pretty crazy arrhythmia. Took me 3 months on that formula, took him 5, and saw so many people. And, of course, damage from these heart attacks, Pastor Butch. from heart attacks and strokes. You know, there's cells that get killed and cells that are damaged. Just a great product, the Strauss CardioCom. And then the Strauss Kidney Blood Pressure, a great cleanse for the kidney, kills bacteria in the kidney, safe, effective, painless, just fabulous products that make a difference. I mean, you know me, Pastor Butch, it's for the last 24 years, I guess, I attribute my health at age 66 to these formulas, and I will never stop taking them. And the kidney and the cardio is just a treatment, 3 to 5 months, and you don't, you'd maybe do it again in a couple, 3 years, just another refit, like changing the furnace filters or the car filters. The immune products, very important today, as people are isolated, out of jobs and so forth, ordered to stay at home. Our immune systems get ever weaker. We're meant to be out in nature. You're meant to be in that garden. You're meant to be around other people. We're social creatures. So our immune systems are getting weaker as we go through this. So again, products like the Smooth Oregano, just a great product. The Strauss Heart Drops is made, its main ingredient is aged garlic extract. And that is the single best substance on earth to support our immune system. The Strauss Cold Storm, Agrimax, a citrus seed oil product. These are all great products shown to the Agrimax is antiviral, antifungal, antibacterial. This is the citrus seed extract, and just a fabulous product. I'll tell you something else, Pastor Butch. The mental health, pardon me, people's sleep has been affected. They're very concerned, many people. There's 41 million poor souls out of work in America. People with their businesses, people have seen their businesses destroyed by these violent protesters, by some of these no-goodniks that have set fires and destroyed and robbed the places.
And of course, by the COVID-19 hike, the shut them down for months that they went under, yes, they have seemed destroyed.
It's been a tough time. You know what I hate, too? There's all these crowds wearing masks. Well, guess who else wears masks, Pastor Butch? Terrorists do, bank robbers do. So they do it to conceal their identities. Well, now they can be in these big crowds. I'd be afraid to be in one of these big protests for fear of a terrorist or something, and these violent ones that are coming in and starting trouble on purpose. But people are stressed today and are anxious about their futures, and you can understand that, Pastor Butch. And these two products, I've done my own personal studies. I do it all the time when I hear of a great product, and I do the research, and then I do my own studies providing people the product. This REM sleep for sleeping, fabulous. I was on the radio with the creator this morning, Dr. Matthew Pfeiffer, on a Florida show. And just the cat's meow for sleep.
Hang on through the break, Wayne, please. Folks, back at the break. You have any phone calls, any comments you want to share tonight about anything or any questions, 844-769-2944. Love to hear from you.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Doble Foods, the only Doble food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, Add no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to themana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All right, folks, we are back in Coffee Life. Got phone lines open at 844-769-2944. Comments, questions, we don't care. And by the way, I want to say this right on the air tonight, and I don't want to embarrass Todd, our producer, one who runs this program for me every night, and with Melody on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and he is one of the best in the area. I'm going to tell you what, he watches us and takes care of us on the air. He makes me sound like a professional. And that's, that, my friends, is a chore. But Todd Waite is doing a great job with the program on his network. He truly, truly is. But again, we're talking to Wayne Elliott. But right now, I'm discussing briefly the Strauss products, and we just got the conversation's kind of led into it. Folks, I don't know about you personally, but most people I know of do have some health issues that need some help. And he just mentioned about not being able to sleep at night, or maybe you're stressed out and you need something to help you get through the day. Well, REM Sleep and Tranquil will do these things. And as Matthew Pfeiffer says, these work for 85% of the people that try them. And he said, if it doesn't work for you, then pass it on to somebody else. But if you don't want to, send it back, get your money back. That's how much these products are guaranteed. REM Sleep is something I truly enjoy. You know, Wayne, I never had a whole lot of trouble falling asleep, but REM Sleep doesn't make you fall asleep. It helps you relax so you can fall asleep. That's what I like about it. It's not like a great product.
I've got, in my own personal study, 43 people now, and for 42 of them, it's worked like a top. The one lady didn't have success with it. She had some personal tragedy in her life, and she told me nothing has worked for her, so the poor soul needs some other help or counsel, I think. But 42 out of 43, and actually Dr. Pfeiffer guaranteed 95% success, and that's been true in my study, and I take it myself. It's amazing, too. It doesn't take... You don't have to get it in your system, Pastor Butch, for a week. It'll work the first night.
No.
That's the beauty of it.
It'll work. And Tranquil. I have to admit, I never tried the Tranquil. I don't have much problem being stressed out. I just don't. But I'm sure Tranquil must be a product. A lot of people, if you're out of work, like you said, you can't pay your house payment, your children need something, you can't afford it, maybe your insurance expired, that is stressful. That is stressful. Tranquil is a product that maybe help you be a little calmer during the day. Stress, folks, will make you ill, make you sick, literally, in a lot of different ways. I mean, even spiritually, it'll make you sick. But stress is not good for the body at all. It's like kicking it in high gear and passing gear and leaving it there. It's not good for your body. Tranquil, I'm guaranteed, will help you. And folks, it's available here at our ministry. You can call tomorrow, like I said, at 800-777-4403 in order to REM Sleep or Tranquil, whatever you want. Or the Strauss products. We have them all here available for you if you want them. I personally, Wayne, right now, on my third bottle of the kidney helper, the kidney cleanse. My kidneys were a little bit out of function last time I went to the doctor 4 or 5 months ago. And that's one of the reasons why I checked with you on the products and I read about the kidney cleanse. I thought, I'm going to try that. I'm on my third bottle. I'm going back to the doctor next month. I'm anxious to see what he finds out.
Me too, Pastor Butch. I'm just finishing up my third bottle. And I believe I'm going to take a fourth. It's been 22 years since this formula was available last. That I took it and fixed my blood pressure and never had an issue since. But I'm so glad I decided to do a cleanse and a refit because I found my urine stream is stronger. I don't have to go as often, day or night, and that's a pleasure. And it's much easier to empty my bladder now than it was. So obviously I needed a refit. And I'm going to take a fourth bottle because I'm 66. It's been 22 or 3 years since I did it last. Since I had this formula, and that's what I'm doing. So I'm with you there. And I don't know if you're going to take it beyond the 3 bottles or not. My friend Joe again. He was mid 40s then, but he was in pretty bad shape, and he had to take the kidney for 5 months, just as the 5 bottles, same as the CardioCom he had to take for his irregular heartbeat, 5 months, where I was only 3. So it depends on your age, condition of course, those parts of your body, or condition in general. And I'm just glad it works, Pastor Butch, and I'm also taking the CardioCom. I'm the same. I started them both the same day. I'll always take the heart drops. I've taken them for 24 years now, and I'll never stop because I never want cholesterol problems, and I always want 100% blood flow because it's just the most important body function. And every single cell in our body needs the blood, or we wouldn't have 60,000 miles of vessels and veins inside these bodies. It's because every single cell needs it. So where we don't have it, or we have a blocked or have a restricted amount of it, we're going to have issues.
Well, the time is leaving today, and folks, we'll get to your phone calls, I promise. 844-769-2944. With the situation we have in this country today and the unsettled atmosphere we live in, society is literally crumbling around us. Right now, having a clear mind and healthy body can be a very great asset for yourself and your family. And I know, I can understand people say, I don't care, but you need to care because you're alive for a purpose. You're not here by chance, my friends. If you're alive today, our God who created us has a purpose for you being here. And if you're feeling well physically, mentally, and even spiritually, and most importantly spiritually, you're going to be able to do a much better job than he's asked you to do. So take care of the temple that where the Holy Ghost lives. That's your body. If you're having problems, you call tomorrow. Tell us what the problems are. We'll help you if we can. If you're having trouble sleep, try the REM sleep. I have a gentleman in New Mexico that orders a couple bottles every couple months. He takes it faithfully. He says it works for him. And folks, these are things that we offer here at the ministry if you want them. Now, I didn't mean to make this whole program a commercial, but it kind of led into it. We need the health now in every way possible, spiritually, mentally, and physically, to make things work in this world. Let's go to phone line, like I promised. Let's go to Wisconsin and talk to Dino. Dino, come on in. Welcome.
Oh, hello, gang, again. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. How you doing?
Rich, I have a question. I have bad reception. I'm talking to Wayne. What's your last name and where are you located?
My name is Wayne Elliott, and I'm located at Port Colborne, Ontario. I'm on the north shore of Lake Erie.
Oh, yeah, Wayne Elliott. Right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. You know what? There's thousands of verses that are in the Bible, folks, that confirm what we talk about, spiritually, mentally, and physically. I'm going to just read 3 or 4 verses. I'm pretty sure we all know where they are. Psalm 118, verse 8. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put covenants in men. It talks about to trust in the Lord and to put covenants in princes or presidents, and you know who I'm talking about, right? I won't say
By the way, Dino, that is the middle chapter of the Bible, and that's the middle verse you just read. Psalms 118:8 is the middle verse of the Bible and the middle chapter.
Right on, friend, between 70 out of 33,000 verses. Good point. Here's a verse for you. Be careful to yourselves. At any time, your heart will become overcharged with worldly pursuits. It's called drunkenness and care of this life, so that they will come upon you unaware. For as a snare, it will come upon them from the whole earth that dwell upon the face of the earth. And that includes America. Right, gang?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know the verse, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
That's Luke 21:35.
Yeah,
good for you, Wayne. There's a remnant out there that God's going to protect. And my garden here, I'm in Eden, Wisconsin. You had a Garden of Eden? My garden is 40 feet by 70 feet. I'm 70 years old. We're all about the same age. It keeps me in shape. And here's the rebuke of the churches in it. You know where judgment starts, right, Wayne and Butch?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
That's a great way to stay in shape, and a great thing to do is grow a garden. It's a great thing to do.
Yep, but one more comment. We have over 300,000 churches in America, and there's 70 churches within my local area. I don't go to church. I read my Bible. I lead a Bible study once a week with about 8-9 people. And there isn't one single church that I know of out of over 300,000 that are preaching on this because they think that they're going to have a rapture. Hey, Butch, the correct word is rupture, right?
Well, I used to believe that until I read the Bible and found out I was wrong. But, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
The 300,000 churches, you would think this nation would be walking righteously before God. We wouldn't let them murder babies or sodomize their sons and pervert their daughters. We wouldn't allow that. But these churches as a whole are nothing but social clubs and 501c3 organizations, for profit organizations, basically is what it boils down to.
Yeah, they've been paid off in 1955 when they got incorporated. And who signed the bill for that? Lyndon Baines Johnson.
There you go. There you go.
Wait, did you know that,
Wayne?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carl Dino. Yeah, Johnson, people don't know this, Lyndon Johnson about lost the election because the church stood against him. So he come back when he was elected. He decided he's going to help the church. He's going to turn them into a 501c3 exempt IRS exempt status. And when he did that, and the churches fell for it, they come under the heading of the IRS for nonprofit organizations, and they have to follow the same rules everybody else does. So the church sold itself for a dollar, to save a nickel. And the church, by the way, folks, was immune to taxes. They could not be taxed legally, lawfully, by the scripture or constitution. But they sold it for a 501c3 privilege on the IRS. And Wayne, you've been around almost as long as I have. We've seen massive changes in our country, both countries. And I lived in America all my life. I was born and reared right here in West Virginia. I was born on top of a mountain in a little town called Montreville, West Virginia. It was a coal mining camp, basically. I live now in a little town called Nettie, West Virginia. That's about 80-some miles from where I was born. I lived down a holler, and we call it a holler. Some people call it a holler. We call it a holler. Out in the woods by ourselves, my wife and I, and, you know, we had a couple of head of cattle and different things, but we're out here by ourselves. But I like where I live because it's still somewhat normal around my house. But when I step out of this house and go to larger cities, I see America is not the America I grew up in, Wayne. And it bothers me. Not for me. I'm old enough to know better. But I have 6 grandchildren being raised in a society where right is wrong and wrong is right, and they no longer know what right and wrong is. They've been misled for so long that they actually think they're doing right when they're doing wrong. That's what I see happening to America, and it breaks my heart.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the same thing has happened north of your northern border there, Pastor Butch, and it is a heartbreak. We love our children, grandchildren so much, and yet we may spoil them today, but we're not. I don't believe we're looking out for them the best we could for tomorrow, and put up with far too much, really. I can say on this side of the border from our government's cavalier actions with money and with what they do with it, and it's just a sin, really. And these people, for their own gain, it's like the patients are running the asylum sort of thing.
It is. That's very true.
They're guaranteed their pay. They're guaranteed their pensions here. All through this shutdown, it's happy days as far as them being off work and getting paid full. And they're the ones making the decisions of when, where, and how. And it just doesn't seem right. For them to be making these judgments when it's other people that are at home suffering or doing without.
Well, in Jeremiah chapter 6, it says something that really, I think, fits today. And Jeremiah was called the weeping prophet. He cried over what he saw with his country, just like you and I do with our countries. In Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 30, it says, "A wonderful and terrible and a horrible thing is committed in the land." That word "wonderful" doesn't mean it's great and beautiful. It means it's awesome. It's unbelievable. And it's horrible. What's happened in the land, it says. See, the prophets prophesy falsely. The preachers preach for their own gain. They preach feel-goodism. They preach, don't worry about it, rapture out. Just live the life the way you want to. Once you're saved, you live like hell and go to heaven. Don't worry about it. That's what they're teaching. So the preachers and prophets are prophesying falsely. The priests bear rule by their own means. In other words, they make up the laws as they go along. That's the church leaders. Make up the rules as they go along. They change what they want to. The law of God is no longer important. It's what the consensus says of the church members. And here's the saddest part about it. He said, "And my people love to have it so." It's a wonderful, it's a horrible thing. It's an awesomely evil thing that's happened in the land with the false prophets and preachers. But my people love it that way. That is a part that broke God's heart. He said, it's bad enough that I have these religious leaders, so-called Christian leaders, they teaching the people, but the people love it that way. And that's really, Wayne, what I see happening. The false teachings are no longer just tolerated. They're being accepted and embraced. I read one time somebody said, "That which you tolerate today will embrace tomorrow." You and I both know that when you and I were growing up, sodomy, lesbianism, I'm sure it existed, but it was not tolerated. The idea of murdering an unborn baby in the womb would have been not tolerated. And what we're seeing now with Antifa would not have been tolerated. But it's changed over the years. We've learned to tolerate evil, and therefore we have now starting to embrace evil. And that's what's happened to our land and to personal lives of people around us. And we wonder why the people are so uptight and worried when their life is full of confusion. They compromise themselves right into a place where they no longer know what's right and wrong. That's why they're scared. That's why they're uptight. They don't know what to believe in.
Yeah.
That's what we see happening.
Well, we used to have a law. We still have the law. It just hasn't been enforced now, Pastor Butch, for, 50 years, I guess. The Lord's Day Act in Canada. In Canada, retail establishments and bars and so forth had to be closed on Sundays. And that was the Lord's Day Act, and that was a family day. And family could go to church and be together and so forth and be with friends and family. And about 50 years ago, a few fur coat retailers in Toronto said, "To heck with it, we're going to open. The fine's only $200 or something." And they got fined and opened the next week as well. Then the whole country just opened up on Sunday. And, the point is, even taverns and bars...
Sure.
In Canada, you used to have to close from 5 till 7 p.m., and that was so people would go home, have dinner with their families, and could come back afterwards, but at least the idea was you go home and have dinner and see the family. You know, that's been out the window for a long time, and so it makes you wonder. You know, gambling used to be illegal. Now it's all over the country, Canada and the U.S., and our own citizens are suffering by it. It's an addiction. It can be an addiction like anything else, and it's sure there's tourism, but there's a lot of our own people been hurt. So a lot of these decisions I don't think our grandfathers would have made. Wasn't wise. It wasn't in proper order, you know. It wasn't.
Well, what's even more important, Wayne, our grandfathers would not have tolerated it.
No.
They wouldn't tolerate it. They would up and up with it. And that doesn't speak too well of us, does it, in our generation? It doesn't speak too well of us.
I'd like to know when and how, speaking for Canadians, how we got so easily scared. And
that's a good point. Well, an evil people, and I don't mean they're out murdering and raping, I'm not saying that, but a people that don't know Christ, don't have that rock, the solid rock of foundation of Christ in their heart, with the joy and peace he gives us, are easily frightened. And immoral people are easily scared because they're immoral. Who do you trust? They're easily frightened. That's just the way it is. And the church in America, we were given a test a couple months ago. The church was tested worldwide. Worldwide, but here in America is where I live. We were tested with this COVID-19 when the governor said you need to stay home. And the churches stayed home. And that's just the way it is. We know a couple preachers got arrested, and God bless them. We didn't cancel our service, so we went right on. Matter of fact, we sent a picture, sent our names to the governor of our state and said, well, hey, we're meeting anyway. Do what you want. We don't care. We're not going to disobey our God. We're told to assemble together, and we're going to do it. But fear, that even the churches closed because they're afraid of a flu bug. God help us. And pray the governor. They obeyed man rather than God. And Acts 5:29 says we can't do that. But go ahead, Wayne. I'll start preaching. Go ahead.
Well, you know what's a scary thought in itself, Pastor Butch, is this. The expert psychologists, psychiatrists, scientists will all agree on this, that when we're stressed, when we're afraid, when we are overtaken by the emotion of fear, that's the one emotion we're unable to use our common sense properly, because it's either fight or flight, and
yes.
That's apparently the one emotion. And what have they done? They've instilled a lot of fear in millions and millions and more millions of people, and I think my personal belief now. You know, I've had the advantage of being trained by Jim Strauss years ago and been a health advocate since. Talked to many brilliant people, and, you know, this doesn't add up for me. People didn't need to be this scared. If you look at the numbers, good Lord, Pastor Butch, cancer kills 9.6 million people a year in the world, every year.
Exactly. Yes, yes.
Automobile accidents kills 1.35 million every year. Now, back in the fuel embargo, the fuel shortage in about 1972, President Carter was your president. I was at the Miami University of Miami in Florida, and as a young kid, and they lowered the speed limit, national speed limit, to 55 miles an hour in the United States, and it was for to preserve fuel. And they did indeed. They preserved a lot of fuel, got through the crisis. But the other thing that happened was hundreds of people less died on the highways, hundreds of less serious injuries from going 55 instead of 75. Well, as soon as fuel was in good supply again, Pastor Butch, they raised the speed limit again. And, you know, we're all in a hurry, so to heck with it. And, you know, it's just interesting how we've changed now, where I think there's a good large number of people that now won't ever feel safe enough. And that's not a good thing.
No, it isn't. Well, we keep hearing about the new normal. It is. We're never going back to normal. Never, ever, ever again we're going back to normal in this country or the world. I mean the world. The whole world is affected by this. That's why Revelation 6 fits this so well. Revelation 6 is being fulfilled right now in our lifetime. But I live in America. It'll never be the same again. And Bill Gates said we can't go back anywhere near normal till everybody in the world is vaccinated. Wow.
Well, you know what I say to that? I disagree, and we ought to get back to normal. And you know, there was children that was sick with cancer and so forth, elderly people that died alone in this country because their families couldn't visit.
And, that's exactly right. You're right.
That's just a crying shame. When could that ever be? I mean, when you think of that, you were in the forces. I know, Pastor Butch. I think you were in Vietnam, so you saw death in the face and saw many horrible things, no doubt. But you know, you didn't run and hide, and you know it. And this is what we've done. Where again, fear takes away our common sense, our ability to use our common sense. And look at the fix we're in. Look at the fix we're in, both countries. Well, it's a terrible situation. It really is.
It is. It truly is. Well, you know, we're about out of time tonight, but I want to thank you so much for being with us tonight and sharing your thoughts with us and mentioning the products we handle here. I didn't want this to be a commercial night as far as a full-time program. That's not what it's all about. We're trying our best, Wayne. I know you are too, to reach the people with common sense and scripture and truth. If we could get them to see the truth, we could change the world. You know, the Bible says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of Christ, there is liberty. We don't have liberty because the Spirit of Christ is no longer with us. We are enslaved. We are cowardly people. I just wrote an article entitled "The Three C's of Tyranny and Damnation: Cowardliness, Complacency, and Compliance." Are the three C's that lead to destruction. Anything you want to say in closing?
Well, I agree with that, Pastor Butch, and I'd say there's a famous saying, and I can't think of the wording, but nothing will happen if good men and women don't do something. That's for sure.
That's right.
And it may seem like we can do nothing, but enough of us together, we can, and that's what we have to do. There's no doubt about that.
Well,
my pleasure being with you, as always, Pastor Butch.
You too, my friend. God bless you. I'll talk to you soon again, Wayne. God bless you, my friend. Folks, about out of time tonight. We'll be in the office tomorrow, like I said, from 9 to 4 Eastern. I would love to hear from you tomorrow. I really would. Pray for us, please. Please pray for that I can have the. I will listen to our Father and the Holy Spirit's guidance in my life. This ministry can grow and prosper in the Lord. Please pray for that. We'll see you in the office tomorrow. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.